It is just such a blessing to be here and just to be with you guys. This is such an incredible church. I want to share just before I start with a little bit of word. I have condensed this word, so I know a lot of the team know that I don't preach long. But I have got something that I believe I want to deliver to you guys, and I want to do the best that I possibly can. But before I go there, I think the order of the day, this is what I believe that might happen today, is that I'll bring the word, and then I have asked the team to start praying already. And as the Holy Spirit leads near the end of my word, I'm going to ask the team to come up and start sharing what they believe God has given them. Okay, so just bear with us. This is like all heart moments. I'm standing up here and going, my heart's going already. Like, Lord, how do you want this to be released, you know? So I'm feeling my way through things this morning also. So just have a little bit of grace, please, if you don't mind. But before I start, I walked in just into this, into the building, and I just felt the Lord started speaking to me about the fact that, I need to get out the way, that God is going to start pouring His presence upon this church like never seen before. I actually saw, when I walked into this main building, I saw the four walls of this room being pushed out, and I felt the Lord saying, they're going to make space for me. That's what I felt the Lord saying. So I want to challenge you guys that when that happens, that you, the Lord has brought you here now. You are the foundation of what God is building here, and there's more to come. I feel like also I want to challenge the leadership, like Ants, Andre, the boys, stick together and start looking for your next generation of elders that are going to come through. I even see deacon teams being enlarged as God enlarges this household. And God is in the midst of this. I'm even seeing a picture right now of the Lord sitting at the right hand of the Father interceding. And He's interceding, and His prayers have come in line with your prayers. The Lord hears your prayers, and He's interceding. And He says, guys, stay on your knees and keep praying and contending for the lost. For I'm about to bring even the lost in off the streets to be a part of this family. I'm welcoming the lost to the banqueting table, for the time is coming. And I feel such an urgency that the time is coming. It's ripe. And for those who are older, for those who are more mature in life, have you not felt that? Every year that goes by, there seems to be a sense of incredible urgency to get in right with God, to share the gospel, to share the love of God with those around us. Because before you know it, you know, we're going to stand before Him and we're going to have account, you know, of the gifts that He's given you, of the messages that He's given you, of the love that you have in you to others. Does this make sense, guys? You know? I mean, I'm even feeling that sense of urgency right now. But let me have a quick drink of water. Before I start going any further, I just want to quickly, I've condensed my message so shortly. In fact, I'm going to just speak on one simple message, and that is 1 John 4, verses, I think, 16. I don't know if we can get that. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. And then this stands out quite drastically for me. It's like, God is love. And whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in him. That there is such a simple simple scripture, and yet it's so profound, so powerful. Some translations will even explain it that God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in them. That sense of abiding, and I feel like that's a key word for this church in the season. Abiding in the love of God. Okay, I'm going to quickly try and just open my... I'm having a bit of problems opening my computer. Okay, so I'm going to close this. And now, guys, you're going to have massive patience with me. But yeah, so I'm going to... I want to say, like, this abiding in God's love. I mean, how does that happen? Do you know? Have you got any idea? How does one abide in the love of God? You know, we simply abide in God's love when we remain in that place of His love. When we live from that place of abiding in His love. You know, that there's a sense that when we live from that place, we become more Christ-like. And that sense of we become like Him, you know. That sense where everything is revolved. Lord, your time, the time that I spend with you in this quiet place, in this abiding in your love, is more important than anything in this world. More important than my job, my career. More important than I'm going to stir the pot here now, than loved ones. That sense where you prioritize Him wholeheartedly. He's absolutely first in one's life. He has to be. We've got to have Jesus. You know, you've got to have spent time with Him. You've got to know Him. And when you start abiding in His love, you start becoming more like Him. And that is so important. You know, we cannot go out into the world and love those around us if we don't abide in Him. And abiding is all about His presence. It's about prioritizing times with Him. You know, abiding in His love is saying no to the things that are happening around us and spending time with Him, concentrating, putting your thoughts totally on Him. It is refocusing in the times when there's busyness going on in our minds. Who's busy in the season? I'll tell you, there'll be lots of you sitting here that are busy in their seasons. But abiding in Christ literally means to refocus one's attentions back to the Lord. To spend time with Him and say, Lord, I know this is a lot. There's this thing happening and going on around me and my family right now. I don't know where it's coming from, but Lord, I decide. I give of myself to You now. And I decide that You just speak peace into the storm. And He does. You know? It's those moments that we have. I mean, I used to be in operations 2 years ago. I've come on full-time now with the church in Stellenbosch for 2 years. And I'm like just absolutely amazed how that has happened. God woke me up in the morning like at 2, and He started downloading what was going to happen with me. And I didn't understand it. I didn't know that process, but I knew that my season was coming to an end very quickly. And it started happening. As it started happening, the more it started happening, the more I started just throwing myself into the presence of God, learning to abide in His love and His grace that He had for me in that season. Before I knew it, doors had opened for me. And I had to take that step of faith to jump out of that boat because my work didn't want to let me go. But God transitioned it so beautifully. And there was a sense of faith that had to come from my side. I needed to take the step out of the boat. And as I took the step out of the boat, things started falling in place. And that's the same for you guys. The Lord might have you in a season of your lives that you feel you need to take that step of faith. And He will start pulling through for you as you do take that step of faith. You know, abiding in God's love for me is so important. I would at times sit in when I get home, my music would go on. I would have constant worship in my house 24/7. People and students that come through my home will see that the music is playing constantly. It's just inviting that presence of the Father. Of the Father. Of the Father. Because He wants to spend time with you. He wants to be with you. He wants to share intimate things with you. He wants to unlock His word to you. Guys, I know we've come here to possibly give some prophetic words, words of encouragement, whether it be corporate or individual. But this right here is a love letter to us. And this is the first place that He speaks to us. And He wants to speak to you today, every day, out of this word. Out of this word. You all got Bibles, I guess, yeah? So read it. Live in it. Eat the scrolls of life. And when you eat from it, pray before you start reading. And the Lord would start revealing revelation to you in the season that you're in. In the season that you're in. No pastor can do that. No prophetic person. Maybe, yeah, some prophetic people could do that. You know? But that God speaks to you personally. He wants to. He wants to engage with you. He wants you to encounter Him. Sure. Where am I going? I don't even know where I'm going. But God is here, and I know that He wants to. He wants to speak to you guys today. You know, He wants to pour out His love on you today. And I don't know how that will look for each and every one of you, because we're all in such different seasons of our lives. But God knows. You know, God knows. God knows every gray hair on your head. And I've got lots of them. I've got them on my face here also. You know, God knows what you like and what you love. He knows what you dislike and what cheeses you off. What makes you angry? He knows how you are wired. He knows that. So don't think for one moment that you're even sitting here and it's in your own will that you're sitting here. He has brought you here. And you're going to be the people that He's going to use to be the next leaders. To start taking that step of faith. Saying, Lord, pick me. Pick me. Use me. He will. In the capacity that He's given you at that moment, in that season of time. He wants to. You know? Am I making sense, guys? Do you know that I love you? Do you know that I love you? Love everyone, man. Because we are called to love one another. If you can't say that you love your neighbor, guys, get into the presence of God and He will start changing you. You know? You sitting here are the most important commodity for God. Saints, souls. Each and every one on a different journey. And that is so beautiful. God has got plans and purposes for people sitting here. I mean, I'm just scanning right now and I just want to start prophesying. But I'm going to hold back a little bit. How are we doing for time, Ants? I want to read something to you. So that was my first scripture. That is all about abiding in God's love. Explaining to us that God is love. And those of us who abide in His love. Abide simply means to remain in His love. Those who abide in His love, He will start speaking to us. We'll start this relationship that will go from one degree of glory to the next. You will start seeing that there'll be growth coming in areas of your life, that there'll be challenges coming in areas of your life, because growth cannot come without challenge. So let's learn to abide in God's love. I want to read... My next scripture is, actually I didn't ask for the scripture to be put up. I want to read it though. But if you're writing notes, I don't really want you to write anything down now, because this is Jesus speaking. Let me just see if I can get that. This scripture to me connects. When I started looking at that scripture, I did feel that scripture was for you. And then God took me to John chapter 15. That's a massively long scripture, but I do want to read it to you. So I want you guys to close your eyes. And I'm going to ask my wife if she can come up and just hold this. I can hold the Bible. And then I'm going to read. And I want you, like right now, just to put down your notes, put down your pens, and receive it as though it was Christ speaking to you. Okay? And just think that he's here. He is here. Answer's already said to us that with two or three are gathered in my name, that he is there in the midst of them. And he is here. He's definitely here. But I'm going to read to you guys now. So let's close eyes. And I feel like this scripture connects with the one that's on the behind me. So John 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I've spoken to you. Remain in me. Are you hearing that? Remain in me. Abide in me. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. You remain in me and I in you. You will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do remain in me, you are like the branch. If you do not remain in me, you are like the branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other. As I have loved you, greater love has no one than this, to lay one's life down for one's friend. You are my friends if you do what I command. No longer do I call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me. Listen to this. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last. And so that whatever you ask in the name of the Father, I will give you. This is my command: to love one another. first command is to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, mind, body, and soul. The second comes straight in under that, and that is to love one another. Love one another. Three things stand out in this last scripture for me. The vine dresser. The vine dresser is the owner of the garden, the vineyard. Another thing that stands out for me is the vine itself. What does the vine represent? The vine represents Christ. Then we have the branches. And we are the branches. You and I. We are the branches. And we have got to stay connected to the vine. The dead branches that wither fall off the vine. They break off the vine. What does the Father do? He picks up the dead branches and he throws it into the fire. But if we stay connected to the vine, you will produce fruit. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? When we stay connected to Christ, we draw the nourishment from him, all the goodness from him. We've got to stay in this place. We've got to abide in him. We've got to remain in him. And then when we produce fruit, wow, jubilations. But then, do you know what happens? The owner of the vineyard, God, comes with his shears and he looks for the fruit. And as he walks down the vineyard, he starts seeing the branches that are producing fruit. And you know what he does? He snips the fruit. Not as an act of discipline. Not because he's rude and he's an awful God. He snips the fruit so that you can produce more fruit. So that you can produce fruit that's going to be everlasting. So that you can grow from one degree of glory to the next. Isn't that amazing? He's so powerful. He's so loving and kind. I want the team to start getting ready for, maybe guys, if you've already started to get words, if you feel you've already got a word, maybe you can just join me on the side. Yeah, that'd be amazing. Start coming up now. But God is here today. And he's saying to this church, guys, I want you to stay hidden in me. Abide in my presence. Remain in me. So that, what you know, God is wanting to talk to you guys in that place. Simple. From a place of abiding. From a place of resting. And if you, I want to say, have not got that place of resting and remaining, you might be in a place of a bit of chaos in your life. You might be going through massive financial issues. I don't know. You might be going through family disputes. I don't know. But what I do know, that order starts coming, and it's God's order that starts to come in one's life when we position ourselves, when we refocus ourselves to the presence of God, when we refocus and say, Lord, irrespective of the circumstances that I'm in right now, and they look like mountains, I decide to abide in you. I decide to remain in you. So that's my word for you guys today. It's very short. But will you abide in him? That'd be amazing. Will you abide in his presence? Very quickly, Ant asked me this morning when we arrived, he said, how are you doing, man? How's family going? And yesterday morning, I got a phone call from my brother-in-law, actually, and he said, Warren, we've been trying to get hold of you the whole morning. Where have you been? I said to him, what's going on, man? And he said, your dad's not well. He's on his last. My dad has been...
overnight is just is that dimension. He's had an incredibly hard walk. Health-wise, my mum had come out of hospital with a 3-month cancer scare, and she's still got it. She's still working and dealing with this thing. And my dad was there to support her, love her. And then, as she came out of hospital, things went horribly pear-shaped with him, to the degree where his body is fading in front of me. It's just skin and bone. So I dropped everything and went over to Wellington there on a farm out there. And I walked in and I seen him about 4 days ago. But when I walked in, I could see such a deterioration of this man that I loved. He made mistakes, but he was a good dad. And he knows the Lord. And he can't talk. His face is his eyeballs. I mean, I can't even explain the horrific image that I saw. And I sat there and I just loved him. And I had a decision when I walked in there. I could either go, Lord, what is going on here? We pray. Or I could just position myself and abide in God. And say, Lord, irrespective of the circumstance in front of me, I know he's going to die any moment. I decide to remain in you. For your ways are perfect. So, I guess, guys, just keep remaining in it. Amen. Keep remaining in it.